Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 10:26. As vinegar to the teeth and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that send him. What does vinegar do to the teeth? What does smoke do to the eyes? Whatever they do, so does the sluggard to them that send him. There is no doubt that smoke irritates the eyes, causing them to smart, while preventing clear and distinct vision. The first thought that comes when smoke enters the eyes is to get away from that smoke as fast as one can. Smoke in the eyes brings disorientation and loss of balance. The body is designed to be completely intolerant of smoke. Absolutely no one can build up a tolerance to heavy smoke, for the body is not designed to see through or breathe smoke. What about vinegar? Vinegar is fine in its place. It does a good job in small quantities of flavoring foods and pickling cucumbers. However, the mouth never gets along with vinegar. In order to gain a better understanding of this proverb, this speaker took the vinegar taste test. As I began to taste the vinegar, my mouth would not tolerate it and quickly rebelled against this imprudent act. My experience illustrated that all parts of the mouth, teeth, tongue, and lips, were repulsed by the vinegar. The acidity of the vinegar caused an unpleasant and bitter taste. There was intense pain to the teeth, and immediately I felt the softening and dissolving of the texture of the teeth. Given enough time, the vinegar would have brought my teeth to a condition useless for chewing. Smoke and vinegar in the wrong place cannot be tolerated, for they are extremely irritating. The point of the proverb is that both the smoke and the vinegar are examples of the irritation and repulsiveness of the sluggard to them that send him on an errand. God wants us to know his heart concerning faithlessness, so he paints this picture of common, ordinary things of life that are extremely irritating and compares those things to one who is not faithful. We do not tolerate smoke in the eyes or vinegar against the teeth, and neither should we tolerate faithlessness. Picture a servant being sent on a mission. He is expected to carry out that mission, but he is a sluggard and not dependable. He is a continual aggravation and a loss to those who employ him. He is like the servant who was given one talent according to his several ability. His master knew that he had the ability to do something with the talent, otherwise he wouldn't have given him the talent. Perhaps the master had even trained him to the talent, but this servant was afraid to fail and blamed his fear on the master. What was the master's reaction? Why, the master was intolerant of that servant. His intolerance was such that he was shocked by one who would not do what was expected. His shock turned to anger that met the qualifications of Ephesians 4:26, "Be ye angry and sin not." He was extremely irritated at the servant who brought him no profit. He was as irritated as if he had gargled with vinegar or had opened his eyes in heavy smoke. Did he give that slothful servant another chance? Did he try to make excuses for him? Did he now look into his background and consider from where he came? No, because he had done that before he gave him the one talent. He wouldn't have given him the one talent if he did not think he was able to increase that talent and bring in a profit. No, this experience revealed to the master that his servant was indeed slothful. Being a good master, he was intolerant of sloth. Therefore, he took the talent from him and gave it to the one who was faithful, and he ordered the unprofitable servant to be cast into outer darkness, where there was weeping and gnashing of teeth. In wisdom, the master would not permit the vinegar and the smoke of sloth to be around him. He was intolerant of sloth, intolerant of faithlessness. My friend, this is biblical intolerance. This is holy intolerance. We ought to be intolerant of anything that keeps us or other servants of God from bringing a profit to our Lord. It is this kind of intolerance that reflects spiritual depth and perception and jealously moves us to do something for God. The sluggard has no spiritual depth or perception and must be identified and avoided. We are to be the faithful messenger of Proverbs 25:13. As the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to them that send him, for he refresheth the soul of his masters. God is looking for those on whom he can depend, those who are in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. That is the kind of servant that refreshes the soul of his master.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.